What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Welcome back to the What's Up with Jessup podcast. This is me just walking outside. We had a complete Maryland shutdown or lockdown because of the coronavirus, COVID-19, because of the pandemic that's happening. About 1,000 people, I think, in Maryland. No, that can't be true. Maybe. I think it was like 16,000 throughout the United States. So it's a lot. It is a lot. And so Governor Hogan ordered that anything except for essential purposes, like grocery shopping and exercising outside, no one should be really outside. And so I was going to go run yesterday at night, but I was kind of scared because it was at 8 p.m. and I felt like I would be shamed in walking outside. Today, I'm here at 7:30 in the morning, just so that I can be a model citizen, pretty much, running outside at a timely manner so that no one can really accuse me of going outside for non-essential purposes except for exercising. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm at a park near, if you know, Druid Park. It's really a huge park without anybody here there. So I'm just really walking in nature. And so that's that. That's what's happening. But today on the podcast, I really actually wanted to talk about persistence. What happened to me physically today while running was I actually fell down while running. So I was running well. I was halfway done with my workout. I was about to turn around and go back home when I was running. And all these paths, some of these paths don't even have like a sidewalk to them. So you don't really have a place for people to run on. So I was going into the lawn or like where the grass is, where there is some kind of sidewalk made for people. But it's a little bit scraggly. There are stones, but it's not like pavement. It's not like the road that is made out of cement, just smooth. So it was a little bit hard to run on, and before I knew it, I fell down, twisted my ankle, and hurt my right knee and left ankle. And so I fell down. I think I said something of like, oh no, I fell down. Because that's what someone would say. Rather than ouch, you would say, oh no, I fell down in my run. So that's devastating. And I think 2 to 3 people actually, a car fully stopped. there was a car that was just whizzing by, and it stopped in its tracks. And the woman inside asked me if I was okay, actually twice or thrice, 2 to 3 times, being like, are you okay? And I told her, yeah, I mean, I'm on the ground, I can't really get up physically, so I'm just telling her, yeah, I'm okay, thank you. And 2 or 3 more people walk by, and they all ask me, am I okay? And I tell them, yeah, I'm okay, I'll be fine. You know, it kind of hurt back then, but I also knew, like, I could walk in a few minutes. So I told them, it's okay. And right after I fell, I actually recorded a video, which you could have seen in my Instagram stories. But what it was about is when you fall down, you have to really get back up. And so that's what I'm really focusing on today, where, you know, physically, there are times when you can't really stand up again, but it's really just getting back up and finishing that workout, doing what you started by continuing. So what happened to me was I fell down once, but if you get up once, you'll be fine. So as long as you get up the same amount of times that you fall down, you'll be fine. And what really defines persistence is not by how many times you fail, how many times you fall, but rather how often you can get back up. How fast can you recover, dust yourself off, and continue on? And that, I think, really applies not only in life, I mean, not only in, I guess, running, but also in life. In all facets of life, where, you know, you're trying to build a habit, there will be times when you fail, when you forget to do a habit. You're trying to do something every day and you forget it one day. And you can either beat yourself up for it, think that you're a failure, feel depressed about it, and wallow in your fear and regret. Second option is you can acknowledge your failure, you can acknowledge that you failed and get back up. Just do it the next day. And that is really the two-day streak rule, where when you're trying to do a habit, it's okay if you miss one day. There will always be one day misses. There might be an emergency. There's just circumstance. Life gets in the way. And it's a little bit unrealistic to think that you will never break your habit. But the golden rule is two-day streak, where you never allow yourself to break a habit for 2 days, because that really gives you no excuse. You can always miss a day sometimes, but you will never allow yourself to break a habit for 2 days. And so I think that really relates back to how you can fall down. You are not a bad runner if you fall down. And if you fail, that doesn't mean you're a failure forever. But if you regret it, if you give up, then you actually become a failure, because you will never get up. Think about it. There are only two options. You either get up, continue on, or second, you stay down. How powerful is that? Have you ever seen a coach tell you, stay down? Stay down when you're beaten up in a boxing match, just stay down. When you're running and you fall down, you just stay down. That's not even an option, to be honest. I mean, you can take your time, right? And there are times where you can't actually get up in that ring, in that round itself, but we're really looking at things in the long term. So there is no circumstance in which, unless you're completely incapacitated, you are dead or physically cannot do it because of medical reasons, I would say there is always an opportunity for you to get back up, get going. And so no excuses, get back up, and show your persistence. That's the advice for the day. That's what I'm thinking right now. And the physical pain, the short-term pain you're experiencing at the moment because you failed, is nothing compared to the regret, the pain of regret that will be seared into your brain throughout your entire life. So I would recommend, do what you want to do, continue on, persist, even if you fail. I hope this helps. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.